Remington. This is the Ark Band. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have Terry from Ark Band, based in Ohio. And Terry, you want to let the listeners know what you're doing in the area?
Well, you wouldn't believe, we come to spread love in the area, that's for sure. Now, Ras Charles, as far as where we playing, man, that name keep eluding me. So you're going to have to bring the listeners up to date on our exact location. You know, I got the GPS, so I'm just following that down the road. But
All right, my brother.
But basically, you know, we come to spread love in the area, and we come to tell the people about our new album.
Okay, well, the Broome Community College is not that far from here, and that's where the Ark Band will be performing this Thursday at 11 a.m. in the morning. And hopefully, Terry, we're going to do a cable video of that event. And so it will be broadcast at a later date. But you want to give us some update on what the Ark Band has been doing? And hail up Errol Lamb, you know, my brother.
Oh, Rootsy. Yes. Rootsy, Errol, a.k.a. Rootsy. Absolutely. And man, my gosh, without Errol, they probably would not be an Ark Band.
Wow.
And yeah, because he's the man, you know, he's the salt, he's the pepper, he's the guy that keeps the thing moving, okay? And, you know, as far as us, the Ark Band, man, don't forget, 20 years on the road, you know, talk about homegrown, you know, local reggae band in America. Man, we've been trotting that land for 20 years, and we finally came up with this third album, and it's called All Things Considered, because we have to sit down and think of all the things we wanted to put on it before we, you know, before we release it, before people think that we sold out, before people think we were crazy. You know, it's a 20 years later project that we sat down and we put some really nice music on that thing, Ras Charles. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
And, oh, man, and I think everybody should at least pay a listen to it. You know, give it, it's a wonderful album. It's a great album. The guy that produced it with us is Kevin Johnson. Man, he is just one of the best musicians that I've ever seen in my life. I've known the guy for 20 years. And and we've been at it. So it's good work. It's been a community effort. Like, everybody in Ohio pitched in. Like, everybody wanted this album to be a good album. So everybody just kind of pitched in, man, and we came out with a wonderful piece of work. Yeah.
Where are you based in Ohio?
Well, we're in Columbus. We're in the heart of the city, right downtown Columbus. Yeah.
Wow. So, and the reception for reggae music in that area is pretty widespread?
Well, in the Midwest, you still have your pockets, you know, of what we call the watering holes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some holes have obviously dried up, and some holes are still, you know, like for instance, there's a reggae club in Columbus called Sunset Negril. That place is doing well. And if you guys remember that the most notorious club in America, Scanklin, you know what?
Yeah,
man, Scanklin was the most famous club in America. Everywhere I went, people talk about Scanklin. You know, well, that's closed down now. But yeah, so there's a few watering holes that's still there. Like, don't forget the Wild here in Chicago.
Right. Remember that. I remember seeing Culture. I actually played something from Culture at the Wild here from 1993, last week.
But, you know, apart from that, though, we do a lot of our own little things. Like, for some reason, this summer, we've been playing a lot of weddings and a lot of private parties and a lot. You know, it seems that reggae had moved to the private sector where the people that don't want it to go away, you know, now it, because they don't hear a lot of it everywhere like they used to, you know, Rothschild.
Yeah,
so now they're bringing it into themselves. Man, we played a lot of weddings this year, and we played a lot of country clubs and private parties, and we doing a lot of that.
You can make some money that way, though, my brother.
Well, we do make a lot of money that way, you know, knock on wood. But the one good thing is that reggae, it's not going to go away.
No, it won't.
Yeah, and we're hanging in there with it. Yeah, we're hanging in there with it, celebrating this brand new album, man. It's called All Things Considered, you know, so folks got to check it out.
Well, you want to let the listeners know basically where the members of the Ark Band are originally from?
Well, me, actually, I'm the drummer. Mm-hmm. The bass player is my brother Eustace.
Mm-hmm.
And Eustace and I are from St. Lucia. The keyboard player also, his name is Alvin.
Mm-hmm.
He's from St. Lucia, too. Now, St. Lucia is right next to Barbados. A lot of people don't know where St. Lucia is geographically, but it's down in the Caribbean. Jamaica is at the top. Trinidad is on the bottom. And St. Lucia is smack in the middle, right next to Barbados. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must be a nice island, man.
Oh, man. It's beautiful. We just got back from there. Well, we also have DJ Smooth, you know. Excuse me. But, you know, we got the lead guy that does the rapping. Because, you know, what we did was, our project is we incorporate the rap, the DJ. Not like the dance hall, you know. Not that. Just conscious DJ. We with the roots reggae. Yeah, my man name is Smooth, and he's from Youngstown, Ohio. And our guitar player is Sparky. You know, he's got a wonderful voice, and he's from Columbus, Ohio. So we got a diversity going on here. Kevin is from Ohio, too. So we got three Caribbean guys and three American guys. So, you know, the thing must sound nice.
There's a brethren that I know of. I don't know if you know of him, but he does radio in New York sometime, Midnight Ravers, Terry Wilson.
Yes, I know Terry Wilson personally. I grew up with Terry.
Yeah, so he's a countryman of yours.
Yes, I know Terry when I was a little kid. Yeah, he always liked radio.
Bob Marley fanatic.
Yeah.
Well, if you see or hear from him, mention Ross Charles, because I'd love to talk to him, you know, at some point, you know.
Yeah, well, we might run down to Brooklyn tomorrow, because we off Monday and Tuesday, so we'll probably run down to the city. And Wednesday and Thursday is when we back up here, you know. So, yeah, if we, you know, as we run into the good people downstream.
Yeah, man. And just mention to Terry, you know, that, you know, it's been a long time, you know, and we need to link up, because that brother, you know, I mean, we used to trade music together, you know,
because
I used to see him in New York at the Sounds record store, you know.
And, yeah.
Yeah, man, and long time, so.
Yes. Well, all these brothers are still there. Everybody's still doing good.
And he's still doing the radio at WBAI, I think.
I don't know, because don't forget, I left New York a long time ago.
Right.
I left New York to move to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. But, you know, all that information now is on MySpace.
Well, we're
talking about MySpace. Sorry, talking about MySpace, man. We have a wonderful MySpace space. So the folks got to go in there and check it out.
Well, I just checked it out this morning and tried to download some of those tunes. And I said, I got one. But I'm looking forward to the album coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Terry, I really am. Yeah. So, and any support, because we need it now, because our reggae artists are dropping, you know, and we need to pick up the banner, and it's a continuum, man. It's onward, forward with the conscious, positive lyrics, and that can possibly unite the world. And if we can't, you know, we see all the wars, but the peace and love that these brothers and sisters have in their theme, that needs to be pushed forward.
Yeah.
And the more the merrier, my brother.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great idea, man. We have to keep it. Well, you know, guys like us, don't forget, 20 years, man. We've been at it for 20 years.
That's a long time, brother.
I know. We've been carrying the cross, man, you know. So,
well,
so
I tell
we're
you,
out here doing our part.
I first got introduced to Bob Marley 31 years ago, so it's been quite a while, and enough great people, enough friends have come and gone, and still to meet more. But I want to say that we will be in touch this week, and we'll make some arrangements and setting up, and I'll introduce you to my friend who possibly will do the filming of Thursday's event at 11 o'clock. I want to let the listeners know again, the ARC Band will be at Broom Community College this Thursday at 11 a.m. And Terry, you want to say something else before we go out? I'm going to play the one tune that I did download this morning, but you want to say something to the listening audience, specifically the youth?
Yeah, well, first I want to always say, you know, tell the children the truth, you know, like Brother Bob Marley say. And secondly, right before this phone dies here, because this is the cell phone, it's beeping in my ear, I just want to tell folks, you know, that to keep supporting the reggae, go check the website, the arcband.com is the website. the MySpace, you know, keep on top of the new technology we have, because that's one of the ways how we could, you know, keep the vibe going. Before, reggae was word of mouth, you know. That's how reggae got around, word of mouth, you know. Now we have the technology tools, so let's work on that. And, you know, I appreciate the time, and I really appreciate you having me on. You know, blessed to all the people, you know, and keep the reggae going. Respect from me and all my brethren and sisters in the Ark Band.
Blessed love, Terry, and check this one out. Yes, Terry.
Yeah, that one is called Ethiopia. We coming home.
Yes, I. Oh, so man. we will talk. I'll probably give you a ring Monday, man.
Yes, sir.
Blessed love.
Okay, I gotta run. Thanks a bunch, Rap Shouts. Peace and love.
Every time.
Okay, bye bye.
WHRW Binghamton, you heard from Terry from Ark Band.